Hello, my name's Conlo Boyle. I'm 16 and I'm from Moffin, County Donegal. My brother Sean and I made the journey from Donegal to be here this week, and we need to cross a border twice, and there's uncertainty over what that border's going to look like. It's not the change of accent or even the Union Jack colours painted on the kerbs that let you know that you're in Northern Ireland, but it is the solar panels, the windmills and progressive infrastructure that really do let you know where you are. 30 years ago, it would not have been as possible to travel with such ease. And now, as Brexit looms, we hope what we're saying here today isn't drowned out by the terms backstop, common travel area or trade union. We hear enough about that where we live in Muff. In the past few years, it seems that everything has been about Brexit and nothing has been about climate change, which I can tell you all sitting here is far more important than Brexit. The reality is that there is no progressive infrastructure in the North West that I can see, and I am sure that this is a reflection on the rest of the country. This is what we want. We want this progressive infrastructure. We want physical and eye-catching infrastructure. We want windmills, we want solar panels, we want houses to be retrofitted, and we want to see an Ireland that will be carbon neutral by 2030. We need more public transport, and we need it to be for free. I saw a picture on Twitter recently that showed the train systems of the world's major cities, Paris, New York and London, all with the lines that zigzagged each other. It was impossible to keep up. And then there was a diagram of Dublin. It showed one green line and one red line, with a black dotted line in between them saying, you can walk yourself. Now, I know that's a bit outdated, but I'm sure you understand the point I'm trying to make. About 6 years ago, I was at the Red Cross Centre in Muff, which before that was a customs post. When our Red Cross leader, Bernie Rutherford, told us that children who were aged 3 years old at the time were the last generation of people who could do anything before it was out of human hands. My brother was that age at that time, and he's 9 years old today. And Bernie's message has stayed with me through him. We hope the message of over 10,000 young people on Molesworth Street on the 15th of March and over 15,000 people nationwide and 1.3 million people around the world. We hope that our message has come through these thick walls of Leinster House. It would be naive of me to believe that one protest will be enough to save the world, and that's why the protests will continue. The children are doing all they can to make sure the men and women in positions of power like yourselves can hear us. We cannot vote, but that does not mean that our voices will be silenced. A wave is coming, and this is the beginning of a climate action revolution. In time, me, the people in the gallery up there, and the ones sitting behind me will all be able to vote, and we'll be able to rock the system to the core, and when we do, you will know about it. Thanks.